KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'll tell you a look at sports here this morning from the weekend. First of all, high school sports on Saturday, the John J. Harris Invitational Tournament closed out its two-day run. Creston OM ends up with the team championship as they win with 191 points, just edging out Winterset, who was second with 187 points. Missouri Valley at 158.5 points for third. Clarinda was fourth. Riverside placing fifth. Atlantic Cam ends up in sixth place with 79 points. Some of the individual results from Saturday. Remember, Saturday they wrestled the upper classes. It was at 152 pounds. Tyler Brown of Winterset, the champ. Also, Jevin Christensen of Nottoway Valley placed third, and Cale Rowley of ACGC was fourth. At 100. 60 pounds, the champion was Wyatt Appleseth of Panorama. Jarrett Armstrong of Atlantic Cam placing third in that weight class. At 170, it was Christian Nolte of ACGC placing fourth. At 182, Brecken Freeberg of Tri-Center was the champion, with Caden Hendricks of Riverside placing third and Caden Jacobs of Southwest Valley sixth. At 195, Jackson Kinsella of Creston OM was the champ. Sam Olson of Griswold placing fifth. At 220, Crew Howard of Clarinda was the champion, with Edward Velsic of Riverside placing fifth overall. Also, Atlantic Cam's Devin McKay placing sixth at that class. And at 285, Doug Intolli of Winterset won the title in that weight class. Also, the Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association's Girls State Wrestling wrapped up on Saturday in Iowa City as they finished off their state tournament. Among the top scorers, Waverly Shellrock won the team title, running away with it. They had 256 team points, Humboldt with 124 placing second, Colfax Mingo was third. Among some of the individual performers that placed here in our region, at 106 pounds, Addison Lundquist of Southwest Valley was a runner-up. Ava McNeil of Lewis Central placed sixth. At 120 pounds, Sophie Barnes of Lewis Central was the runner-up. At 138, Abby McIntyre of Glenwood won the state title. At 160 pounds, Espy Almanzan of Lewis Central placing eighth. At 195, Bella Canada of AHSTW placing fourth. And at 285, Ileana Yanis of Riverside, also a place winner in that class. In high school basketball over the weekend, the Atlantic boys basketball team came up with some clutch plays down the stretch, picking up a conference win over Creston 55-49 Saturday afternoon. Skylar Handlos blocked a shot and pushed it ahead to Grant Sturm, who buried a three from the far corner to put the Trojans up by 150-49 with a minute 15 left. Craig Allen Becker followed with a three on the right wing the next possession to give Atlantic control. Dayton Templeton had a big defensive block the next trip up for the Panthers as momentum rolled in the favor of the Trojans. Ethan Williams had a monster game in the post with 19 points. He really set the tone for the Trojans in the second half with the first three buckets of the half. 14 of his 19 points came after the break. Skylar Handlos finished with a double in double figures with 17 points as the Trojans go over 500 now at 6-5 and prep for a home game Tuesday against Shenandoah. Creston had three players in double figures, led by Colby Berg, who had 15 in that contest as the Panthers fall to 7-5 on the season. In other boys basketball on Saturday, AHSTW topping Exira EHK 72-58. Bishop Newman Catholic of Nebraska beating Trainer 56-40. Glenwood over North Bend Central of Nebraska 69-62. Kemper Catholic beating Webster City 69-64. Sydney over East Mills 41-35. Southeast Polk topping Carroll 65-57. Stanton beat Fremont Mills 48-40. Tri-Center over Oakland Craig of Nebraska 58-56. Urbandale beat Panorama 69-61. In girls Saturday high school basketball, Atlantic started out hot, but Urbandale controlled the middle two quarters as Urbandale outscored Atlantic 38-19 in the second and third quarters combined to post a 64-55 win over Atlantic Saturday. Also, Bishop Heelan Catholic over Lewis Central 46-37. Bishop Newman of Nebraska beating Harlan 63-46. Moulton Udell over Orient Maxburg 57-41. And it was Nottoway Valley topping East Union 84-35. Iowa State's COVID pause ends tonight as the Cyclones host Oklahoma State in Big 12 action. The Cyclones haven't played since January 9th, and they've had four games postponed.
I mean, I think it's just it's the landscape we're living in right now, and we've got to be able to handle it the right way. And, again, I think our staff's done a terrific job. I think our training and medical doctors staff has done a great job, and I think our guys have been resilient.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who says his team is anxious to get the season restarted.
We've been dealing with this for a long time, and I think there's a lot of things that you got to make sure you're doing a great job with your kids, and I mean players when I say that, and your student athletes, to make sure that obviously you're investing in them and making sure they're okay mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Oh, there's so many different factors. Because they are going through a lot.
Prohm says the players spent most of the pause working out in small groups.
There's a lot of difficult things you got to deal with in this landscape. But we've done a terrific job. You know, it kind of got us right now, and we've been phenomenal, you know, throughout this whole thing. And, you know, hopefully we can get this out this week and we're able to move forward.
Iowa State is 0-5 in the Big 12, while Oklahoma State 2-4 in the Big 12. They're 9-4 overall on the season. Well, the Chiefs will make consecutive Super Bowl appearances after going 50 years without one. Patrick Mahomes threw for 325 yards and three touchdowns, with most of it to favorite targets Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. Kelce finished with 13 catches for 118 yards and two touchdowns, while Hill added nine catches for 172 yards. They became the first duo in NFL history with consecutive games of at least 100 yards receiving each in a single postseason. Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Darrell Williams added short touchdown runs for Kansas City. Josh Allen finished with 287 yards passing, two touchdowns, and an interception, but a big chunk of his numbers came as the Bills tried to rally from a 38-15 deficit in the final minutes. The Chiefs actually spotted the Bills a 9-0 lead, thanks in large part to Mecole Hardman's muffed punt inside their five that gifted Buffalo a touchdown. Chiefs come up a winner, and they advance to Super Bowl 55. That was a game heard here on KJAN. And you'll hear the Super Bowl game here on KJAN as well. And who's up next? Well, it's the same old. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the NFC champions following a 31-26 win at Green Bay. The next opponent will be the defending champ Kansas City Chiefs, and that game will be held on February 7th in Tampa. Brady overcame interceptions on three straight drives by throwing for 280 yards and three touchdowns and reaching the Super Bowl for the 10th time in his career. Scotty Miller grabbed a 39-yard scoring strike with just 1 second left in the first half, putting the Bucs ahead 21-10. Brady struck again 66 seconds into the third quarter, hitting Cameron Brate for an 8-yard TD that made it 28-10. The Bucs earned their franchise record 8th consecutive road victory to reach the Super Bowl for the first time since their 2002 championship season. After winning three straight playoff games on the road, Tampa Bay will become the first team to play a Super Bowl in its home stadium. Green Bay trailed 31-23 and had a first and goal from the 8 in the last few minutes. But after Aaron Rodgers threw three straight incompletions, the Packers then settled for Mason Crosby's 26-yard field goal with 2:05 left, despite owning all three of its timeouts. Rodgers fell to 1-4 in conference championship games as a starting quarterback. He was 33 of 48 for 346 yards and three touchdowns, along with one interception. That also was a game you heard here yesterday on KJAN. A three-time Pro Bowl tight end Greg Olsen says he's ending his 14-year NFL career to join Fox as a game analyst. The 35-year-old Olsen played for the Bears, Panthers, and Seahawks. He spent 9 seasons with Carolina, catching 524 passes for 6,463 yards and 39 touchdowns. Overall in his career, 742 receptions for over 8,600 yards and 60 touchdowns. The Eagles have officially announced the hiring of Nick Sirianni as their new coach. Sirianni was the offensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts the past 3 seasons. He worked under coach Frank Reich, who was the offensive coordinator in Philadelphia when the Eagles won the Super Bowl 3 years ago. In baseball news, the Yankees have made a second offseason addition to their starting rotation, acquiring right-hander Jameson Taillon from the Pirates for 4 prospects. The 29-year-old Taillon hasn't pitched since May of 2019 following his second Tommy John surgery. He's 29-24 with a 3.67 ERA over 4 major league seasons. And in golf, Siwoo Kim birdied 2 of the final 3 holes to close out an 8-under-64 and win the American Express for his 3rd PGA Tour victory. And on the women's side, Jessica Korda closed with a 5-under-66 and hold a 30-foot birdie putt in the first playoff hole to beat Danielle Kang in the Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.